Justin Fluke with you. It's time to talk Hiawatha basketball. The Lady Redhawks continue to roll along 13-1 on the season, coming off a runner-up finish in the Thunder Classic this year. We'll talk about that tournament and kind of want to go back to the semifinal game, Coach, on Thursday against Nemaha Central. And really, that game was kind of decided in the fourth quarter. A good game through the first three frames, but I think you had like a 15-2 run in the fourth quarter to kind of put that game away and seal the deal and beating Nemaha on their home court in their home tournament. Certainly not easy, but that was another huge win for your ladies and a good way to finish that game for sure.
Yeah, it really was. You know, going into that game, we knew it was going to be pretty tough and maybe kind of a flip a coin type of night about who comes away with that win. And like you said, it was just a real good fight through three quarters. And then, you know, I think we did. We just kind of turned it on in that fourth quarter. Nemaha maybe was running out of gas a little bit, and we took advantage of that and were able to come away with that win. So, nice. Yeah, like you said, a big win on their home floor.
Made a lot of free throws. I know Kylie Nelson hit 6 of 7 from the line, scored 10 of her 19 in that fourth quarter for you as well, continuing to get a lot of balance. And then you fall in the championship game to Rock Creek, of course, moved up to Friday night. But what a game this was, a physical game and really pretty close. I mean, I felt like you were kind of playing catch-up most of the night, but you were always within striking distance and just kind of a tough game. What did you feel like was the difference in that game, and what maybe are you hoping your girls can take away from that first and only loss of the season?
Free throws, hands down. We go like 14 for 29 from the free throw line and 3 for 10 in the first quarter. I mean, our girls were so aggressive and you know, when shots aren't falling, they know how to get to the lane and draw those fouls. But, you know, we just couldn't knock down those free throws for some reason. And that was for sure the deciding factor, in my opinion. It was a really physical rugby style game, which, like I said earlier to you, is kind of how we've played this year. So, you know, we're always up for those kinds of challenges. But Rock Creek really put it on us. Their defense was so good, and the majority of the night we had, you know, every girl faced two or three defenders at a time. So it was a tough one, but you know, we're okay with picking up that kind of a loss at this time of the season. And you know, it was a good game. We feel good about coming away in second place.
You're ranking now up to number 4. The Hiawatha girls ranked 4th in the state in the KBCA latest rankings in Class 3A. Wanted to mention as well, you had a couple girls named to the all-tournament team, but man, so much balance I know on your team that you really take a lot of pride in, but certainly nice to see both Kinsey Nelson and Kylie Nelson recognized on that all-tournament team. And I guess the big question now is, you know, first loss of the year, but of course last night Silver Lake suffers their first loss of the year, so you know, teams all kind of, I guess, proving they're human at this point. But how do you feel like your team will respond, and what do you look for after having last night off and kind of a bounce back now from your girls?
Well, for one, I hope, as you can maybe tell, I'm a little bit sick myself. I hope we can all stay healthy through this little string. I know that's going around for everybody, and we've got a couple of down so far, so hopefully we can stay healthy. But you know, it's so important for us to start, you know, if we really want to strive and if we want to really finish hard and strong this season, you know, we've got to find a way to start separating ourselves from others and finding, you know, which obviously we've done well so far, but, you know, this second half of our Big East schedule is tough. And, you know, we see all of the top teams in the league on this half, and so it'll be challenging. And like you said, you know, with Silver Lake taking a loss last night, that kind of makes them human and hopefully gives our girls some confidence to be able to continue to play hard and look to continue to compete in the Big East.
You bet. Well, I hope you get feeling better. Thanks for your time, Coach. Perry Lecompton coming to the Roundhouse on Friday, and Nemaha Central coming in for a rematch in league play next Tuesday. So it's going to get busy again here real quick. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk again next week.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks. We'll talk Hiawatha boys hoops after this timeout.